Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Lovely pictures of a photo shoot outside Leinster House yesterday where young people displayed a paper chain of 5,000 little people, each coloured individually by people, including children as well. It was an initiative to highlight the lives saved by the 1983 pro-life amendment to our constitution, which of course has been discussed a lot over the past number of months. On the line, we've one of the organisers of this particular initiative, Cora Sherlock, Deputy Chairperson of the Pro-Life Campaign. Good morning, Cora. How are you?
Good morning, Wendy. I'm good, thanks.
Well, we'll get to the Oireachtas report shortly, but first, tell me a little bit about this initiative that you really demonstrated yesterday outside Leinster House.
It can be difficult sometimes for people to imagine how many lives have been saved by the Eighth Amendment. You know, they hear about the Eighth Amendment as being this somewhat dry legal term. It's always talked about in very legalistic terms. And in fact, there are so many people behind that provision that have had their lives saved. And that are alive. They're alive in Ireland today. They're walking around, they're getting ready for Christmas because of the Eighth Amendment. And what we wanted to do was show that in a very obvious way, in a very visual way. So what families have been doing all over the country for the last couple of days is they've been colouring in that paper chain of little people to put them together and show the 5,000 people that have been saved every year by the Eighth Amendment. And we took the start date of that as 1994, which comes from our actuarial report, the one that we commissioned and released last year, which shows that, as I say, 5,000 people are alive thanks to the Eighth Amendment every year.
So that's report, that's how you come up with the figures?
Exactly, yeah. And that was an independently commissioned actuarial report. So it's probably a conservative estimate because, you know, as we know, the Eighth Amendment was put into the Constitution in 1983, but we took 1994 as our start date because we thought that if the Eighth Amendment had not gone into the Constitution in 1983, then it was reasonable to believe that looking at what was happening around the world and the types of movements and the types of, you know, efforts that had been made to introduce abortion in other countries, it was reasonable to conclude that abortion would be available in 1994, 11 years on from 1983.
Yesterday, I know that you presented this installation. You're on a lens outside the Dáil. What did people passing by think, Cora? Were they surprised at the numbers?
I think people are really surprised at the scale of the numbers. And they're quite shocked when, and you know, I was talking to some of the young people who were holding up the installation just for the time that they were there. And they said that there was a huge amount of interest from people passing by. Just asking what it was about and then expressing real surprise that any people had been saved by the Eighth Amendment because they just weren't really that familiar with it. It just obviously didn't come up at all during the Oireachtas committee. The committee members didn't show any interest in exploring that. They didn't invite in any of the families who say that their children are alive thanks to the Eighth Amendment. The same thing happened at the Citizens' Assembly back earlier in the year. There was no talk about that. And I think this is one of the things that we find very much in the pro-life campaign. People who hear our arguments very often are hearing them for the first time because they're not being represented properly at the moment. And that's when they have firstly surprise and then they very quickly come over to the pro-life side, as it were. They decide the Eighth Amendment is something that we need. Look at all the lives. I mean, looking down Kildare Street yesterday, you could look right the way down to see so many little paper dolls. And I think that is something that really impacts on people's memories.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.